What is up, everyone? Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Gamecast. I am one of your hosts, Kenny, and with me is Tess.
Hello, everybody.
And we are back. We are back for another week of Black Geekdom, if you will. having a grand old time. We keep going over time, speaking of which. We were supposed to keep these episodes short so that, you know, Tess can, you know, continue to recover and right. You know, not take up too much time. But we just get to talking and you know, things happen and mm-hmm. Yeah, meninges. Yeah, just all sorts of stuff happen, right? And so, my wife said that too. She was like, I feel Tess. I feel her in the meninges. I feel it. And I was like, you guys, I swear. But yeah, we have another dope episode planned for you today. First thing we wanted to talk about was actually you, Tess. You have been playing different games to kind of help with brain function, and yes. You were saying that they were helpful.
Yes. So I have been playing Lumosity games. My doctor was like, "Oh, you know, you need to play these games because they help you, you know, whatever." My dad, after he had his stroke, he was supposed to be playing them too, and he played them for like 2 seconds, and then, you know, he got in his feelings and didn't want to play anymore. So my mom plays them all the time. She doesn't have any, you know, issues with her faculties. She's good, but she still plays them. I guess she likes them.
Those are on your phone?
You can play on your phone, but I have to play them on the computer. The phone is just too small for me.
Gotcha.
To try to do anything correctly, at least. And so they're short little games. And, you know, they're designed as brain training games for any level, really, of person. You don't have to have, like, a brain injury to have to play them. They just kind of give you, you can take a test, like, to benchmark. I still haven't done that test to kind of see where you are. But
right.
The games are they're just cute. They're little, small, little games. They're not, like, long games. It's not like playing Civilization for 7 weeks. Just to win one round. That is ridiculous. I don't know if I'll ever be able to do that again. But they have like little games that teach you, or not teach you, but test your ability to like test your memory. And then there'll be a test for your I think it's called like switching. So that you would be able to test if you know the difference between the direction something is pointing and then the direction it's actually moving in.
Right.
So I think they call that switching or something like that. Not code switching. That's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother conversation. And then just, but little games that are really cute. So like there's this little game with trains, and each train color has to go to a certain train house, but you have to like be the operator to kind of like move the train tracks, but then all these trains start coming at the same time, and then you have to do everything. So it's a timing type game, and you have to be able to, you know, use your eyes and then use your coordination. And so the games can get really tricky. So
it kind of like helps your focus.
Yeah, it really does. Like they really help, you know, if you can't, like if you're the type of person who can't focus on one thing, or if you like focus on too many things, there's this one, I haven't played it for a really long time. I haven't played it for years, but there used to be this one where all these birds would fly, and you're supposed to like try to click all the birds before they disappear off the screen, something like that. Hmm. Or remember how many birds flew out of I don't know where that game went. It's not there anymore. And all the games aren't the same. It's not like when you log in, you just play the same game. So one of the things I kind of wanted to mention was like, there's so many games. It's like they've got developers making new games every week. That's what it feels cool. Like. Yeah. I mean, like,
so it's like it improves over time. Like you're, you know, cause I would imagine if it's supposed to strengthen memory and your focus and things of that nature, that if you play the same games over and over, that they would become kind of easy. Like you would be able to pick up on, you know what I mean? So like they would need something new to kind of, you know, activate your brain again.
Yeah. Exactly. And of course, they do want you to play some of the same games over because they want to test you. They want to be like, okay, so you played this game at this time this week. Like I played a game 3 weeks ago or something like that. And then, you know, you play it again 3 weeks later and then they can test and see if you've improved or not. So every time you play, your stats change. Like they have the little part where it's like, okay, well, these are your stats and this is how well you did. So I can say that several weeks ago when I played one of the math games that I did way better than I did before. And obviously, you know, like within my injury, it's expected that I should be getting better at these games because when I first started, my reaction time was really slow. My concentration was poor. I had issues looking at the screen. But some things were innate, you know, but processing is a big deal. So for example, the one that I was talking about with like the directions, so they'll have these leaves that are pointing left. And so if they are green, you're supposed to say which direction they're pointing. But if they are orange, you're supposed to say which direction they're moving in. Oh. And yeah. So like they might be pointing to the left, but they're moving upwards. So you have to be able to process that and then answer it quickly because the game is actually based on speed. So after I completed the game, was it yesterday that I played? Or Wednesday, I don't remember. After I completed the game, I got my results and it said, you know, like I scored accuracy. My accuracy is 100%. I got them all right, but my speed is really low because I focus on accuracy and not speed. But the game is really about speed. So it wants right. you to be accurate and fast. And so it's, you know, testing like your ability to process movement is, and then, you know, and understand it according to the rules of the game is, you know, where I'm being measured. So personally, I mean, like, again, you don't have to have any type of injury or anything to play. Like you can play it for free. You actually don't have to pay. You only pay right. if like you really want to, but I think they're great for anyone who just wants to play a game that's meant for like learning and meant for increasing specific skills because like just like a person who plays soccer and practices every week, I mean, yeah, the goal is to score a goal, but when you're practicing, you're working on all of the parts of that make you a good player. Like you're working on your agility, you're working on your speed, you're working on your processing. Like you have right. to be able to guess where another player is going to kick a ball or something like that. And so the games are the same. If you're just, you don't have to be hurt or injured to play.
Shoot, those are tough anyways. That reminds me of outside of, you know, because we were watching, I think it's Brain Games on Netflix. Uh-huh. They have similar tasks like that that kind of, but theirs on their end is more like explaining how your brain works and why yeah. it's difficult to do certain things. But one uh-huh. thing that I saw that was difficult for me was they would have a word that would flash on the screen and the word would be of a color. So like it'll say yes. blue, but mm-hmm. the letters are actually in red and yes. they ask you, you know, to say the color that they are, not the actual word.
Yes.
And so that would be tricky after a while because you, like you said, you have to do it quickly yeah. and you kind of mix them up after a while. Yep. Because they'll start off like the word blue will actually have blue letters and then mm-hmm. eventually it'll change and then they'll have different colors and spelling different colors at the same time. And so, yeah, they could be, you know, challenging even if you're, you know, you're not having some type of, you know, difficulty with memory and things of that nature. They could just be difficult, period. At the same time, they could be fun, just, you know, challenging yourself and whatnot, those yeah. type of games. Were you... outside of those type of games, were you also playing games like I heard like Sudoku kind of helps and
yeah
crossword puzzle, like has that been helpful?
So I played Sudoku and crossword puzzles are not 100% my friend anyway, but like they just never really have. And I used to think that I loved crossword puzzles, but one of the reasons I like crossword puzzles when I was like in elementary school is because we had one of those computer programs where you could make the crossword puzzle. And then we would print them out at school or something like that. And that was fun because I was making crossword puzzles that made sense. But when I play the crossword puzzles that are in the newspaper, personally, I think those are evil. And like the only way you should ever play them is like if you're in prison, because you have all kinds of time to figure them out. Okay, otherwise, I have not played Sudoku in several weeks. I did try playing Sudoku earlier on in my injury, and I do play that one on my phone, but so I couldn't continue playing because like I tried, I was playing it earlier on, and I love Sudoku anyway, but it did start wearing on my eyes. And because it is so like, and I like to play it on hard, like because it is so mental, like you really, really do have to use your brain and processing. One thing that I learned with this injury of having, I guess the type of concussion I have, any concussion really, is that your brain usage is, I don't even want to say I'm using my brain more. That's not true. But what I did learn is that your existence in the moment is a pie chart, and you have energy reserves, and we tap into our energy reserves all the time.
Right.
But when you have a concussion, you have no reserves. So doing any task is extremely tiring. and so things that I normally would enjoy, like Sudoku and maybe challenging myself at crossword puzzle, started to become a little bit painful, you know, like a little bit too much, because it does require a lot of thinking. Word search was easier, except for when it was bothering my eyes. So, but it was a little bit easier, but looking at the letters sometimes, I would say this, yes, looking at the letters could be bothersome, but it actually still helped because it required attention. And so when you have a concussion, attention deficit becomes a real thing. It's very hard to pay attention. And so if you want to find the words in the word search, you have to pay attention. You don't have a choice. Otherwise you just quit. So yes, I word searching was actually not so bad, but I just realized that instead of finishing a word search in like 5 minutes, it took 45. So there was that. But I also did a jigsaw puzzle,
and
that was extremely fun. I like puzzles anyway. I've always liked puzzles, so I like puzzle games and stuff. But I may have mentioned in a previous cast, forgive me, I have no memory of anything. I just forgot I had a dog today. We'll get into that later. It's very sad, people. Okay. Just saying. Like your dog shouldn't walk around the corner and then you're like, oh, look at that. Like that shouldn't happen. And it did. So bear with me while I deal with my cognitive deficiencies. But I did a puzzle. I bought a puzzle several weeks ago because I thought it would help with, you know, the healing process by using, you know, my brain and stuff. And I bought a 1,000-piece puzzle from this company that does like, they have artists that make these really cool art pieces and they turn them into puzzles. And I think it's called Workshop, W-E-R-K shop. And I bought this puzzle. I got it home, so excited, cleaned off my living room table, dumped the puzzle on the table, and then like within 2 hours went and threw up. Like I'm saying that because it's just the truth. I got nauseous. It was not cool. Way too many pieces. The colors were so vivid and bright. And these new jigsaw puzzle pieces are not like the old ones. They're shaped in really weird shapes. And they're not friendly. And I was very upset. So
Yeah, that's rough.
It was rough. And after,
but you did completed it though.
No, I gave it away.
Oh, you
I gave it away. My sister now owns that puzzle and she's super excited about it. So then I went to Target. Well, I didn't go, but I ordered from Target a 100 piece Snoopy puzzle and I completed that bad boy. And I
that's the one you completed. Okay.
That's the one I completed. It is Snoopy laying on the earth. It's a NASA picture and they superimpose Snoopy on the globe. And
that's what's up.
I'm very proud because the tactile, feedback from the puzzle, putting the pieces together, you know, using your brain to see the puzzle pieces that fit together. And then also the puzzle pieces are large, you know, it's a 100 piece puzzle and it was like, you know, 15 by 11. So it's large enough where you can process the shape of the puzzle. Whereas a 1,000 piece puzzle, the pieces are so small. I don't know. Somebody's ringing my doorbell. That's interesting. It's 9:30 p.m. So anyway, maybe am I supposed to get that? Who's ringing my door at 9:30 p.m.?
Yeah, we can pause.
We'll pause for just 1 second, people.
Just 1 second.
1 second. Okay. Well, the dog is still very, very, the dog that I forgot that I had, by the way, is still very, very, very upset that somebody decided to interrupt our podcast. And so she is going to express her feelings probably for the next 5 minutes. Ignore her. But I think I was talking about puzzles.
Right. It's the Snoopy one was less taxing.
Yes.
Bigger pieces, less pieces, and
yes.
You know, potentially not as colorful as
not
the previous one.
Yeah.
So, and that's good. I'm glad you were able to finish that because it feels good to be able to complete something, even if you know you're not, you know, struggling. Especially after the previous puzzle, you know, made you sick. Being like,
right.
You know what, I can do this one at least.
Yeah,
that was cool. I remember you sent me a text of it. You know, showing that you completed it. It was a nice puzzle.
Yeah, I personally think it was worth the $6. Like, I was like, okay, go puzzle, go. But I mean, even just with the simple idea of like, you know, yes, I'm being reduced to juvenileness here, but like, you know how little kids, when they're doing little puzzles for them, like, it reminds me of when I was a little kid in elementary school, they gave us the puzzle, you know what? I got to say, my elementary school was kind of like that because they had a lot of money and they gave us, was it school or was it recreation? Can't remember. Doesn't matter. This still happened at the school, but they gave us those like pre-cut puzzle thing. It's like, you know, a puzzle board set and it only has like 20 pieces or less or something like maybe 15. I think it's probably like 15 to 10 pieces maybe.
Okay.
And you can draw on it. So it's created so like you can draw on it, you make your own. So you draw on it, then you set it to dry, you know, like depending on what kind of markers you use or whatnot. And then after that, you just break it apart. So I used to have my
own.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I used to have my own little puzzle when I was a kid. It's literally, I think it was like 10 pieces for real. And it kind of just reminded me, like, you know, when kids are doing puzzles, like the shapes are important to them. Like they're really using their eyes and their hands to really understand what things fit together. Like when you put a little train together, you put the little circular things into that square thing. I know I'm saying it funny, but y'all, everybody knows there's a little cube and it has shapes on it. And you put the cylinder and the triangle piece and the square in it. And yes, that's, you know, they test little kids to make sure that they're okay. And I kind of felt that way, but I felt super accomplished as an adult anyway.
That's what's up. You know, little victories. We celebrate
little
the little victories because they, you know, those little victories, they pile up. And so, you know, you feel good.
Yeah.
Hermione is not playing. She was like, I want someone else to come back to the door.
She's super upset at whoever. Hey, Hermione, usachan oide. Oide.
Ikone, oide. You got one more time to ring the doorbell. One more time.
Ikone, there's a treat. Ikone. Oh, Hermione made a friend actually at the vet. I had to take her to the vet, and you know, I always speak Japanese to my dog, and the lady goes to me, "Is there a reason why you speak commands to your dog in Japanese?" And I was like, "Oh, well," she goes, "'cause I'm Japanese." And I was like, "Oh, really? That's the stuff." And she's like, "Yeah, why do you do that?" And I said, "Well, I didn't want anybody to kidnap her when she was young, so I told her all her commands in Japanese." And she was like, "Oh, I've heard of people doing that. That's a good idea." It was just so random. And she, I mean, like, it was funny because she said to me, like, she goes, you know, I heard something and then I just thought to brush you. This is what she was saying to me. She goes, I heard it and then I was just going to brush it to the side. She goes, but then you said it again. And I was like, this girl is speaking fluent Japanese. I was like, no, I'm not fluent. Like, no, I can learn how to say five things really well to make right? you turn your head and think that a Japanese person is speaking. But we're not going to have a full on conversation because that will straight up be English. Yeah. Like,
Goodness. Well, that's funny though. I think initially that's kind of the reaction where you, like, if you were to go to like a restaurant or something like that and you order in a way that they, you know, understand. It's like, oh, yeah. You speak. And it's like, wait, hold on. This was a momentary, you know, thing. I wasn't trying to like say that I could, you know, and I get it. Cause it's like it, you know, especially if it's not your first language, like if Japanese is your first language, it's probably more familiar. So it's like, oh, someone's like me or someone speaks, you know, or the shock that, you know, cause you're black and it's like, oh
yeah.
So that's always fun. Those always are fun, you know, conversations that used to happen when I remembered that I learned German a long time ago. I can't pull any of it out anymore.
Right.
But that was always fun conversations. Definitely fun conversations. Our second topic that we wanted to talk about was an interesting topic that has kind of been floating around forever, actually. But more recently, some things have happened that kind of brought it back to the forefront. And it's, for me, it's a little twofold. I personally, there was like a personal side and then something that was a little bit more grand or a little bit more global in terms of, I guess, how you would approach the topic. But it was basically, is it possible to separate the artists from the art? Mm-hmm. And I think, and I'm not saying that I have an answer, but I think for me, if I were to give an answer, if I was forced to give an answer, I would say that it's complicated. Right? Because in some instances, it's very easy for me. Like, I have no problem saying F. R. Kelly, and I don't want to hear any of his songs ever. And I actually told our DJ at our wedding, like, this is a song that's forbidden. You cannot play, you know, Step in the Name of Love. You can't, none of that. Mm-mm. And it kind of made it easy because I wasn't really a big fan of R. Kelly. I think the only song I really liked was Ignition Remix, but that was about it. And then the other, you know, and then also Kanye. Like, I know Kanye just dropped another album. I'm not in a hurry to listen to it at all, the stuff that he said. And the fact that, like, I've been saying that he's been a little, you know, egomaniac for a long time. And people are finally seeing it after the whole Trump nonsense. So I'm like, nah, I've been, you know, done with him personally. So in that sense, it's easy for me. But then recently I found out that The Cosby Show is still on Prime. And if you've been listening to this show, you know, for however long, you know that The Cosby Show, top five show.
Oh, totally.
The Cosby Show, A Different World, Scrubs, Frasier, and The Dick Van Dyke Show are my top five TV shows of all time. And so it's complicated because I do not really want to do, you know, you don't want to do anything with this person. You don't want to be around or, you know, not be around. It's not like I'm going to hang out with Bill Cosby at any point, but you don't want to necessarily support this person because what he was doing, he was able to do it because of his show and stand-ups and all the other stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then there was even like articles that I was reading about people being upset that Prime still had, you know, the show on air, and or whether or not other streaming services were going to put his show back on now that he's out of prison. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a whole hoopla about it. And so personally, I was like, I want to watch the show, but how do you do that? How do you kind of navigate that? Mm-hmm. And then the second big point, and this is, you know, more global, was the Activision stuff. I had said previously that I wasn't going to be playing any Activision games until they kind of, you know, at least started going down the right path. And that's more so than just, you know, letting someone go with a huge raise, you know, like he gets a bonus and then he leaves. Nah, that's, we need some actual change in the company, right? And so, but on the flip side, people were kind of, they were trying to say, like, you know, the idea that people were promoting like a boycott, things of that nature, that it would be bad because you're inadvertently hurting the devs who've worked for however long on these projects. Mm-hmm. Who suffered, you know, the harassment and everything. And like the one thing that they had to show for it was the game that you're not going to play. So it's complicated, right? It's complicated.
So
the first thing I want to talk about is the Bill Cosby, because that's a little bit more personal to me.
Right.
The Cosby Show, right? And it was interesting how these things work, because you could look at it from two different, you know, places, right? You can be, or actually a few different places, but you can be on the stance of like, I won't support anything Bill Cosby related, regardless of who it affects, et cetera, et cetera. You can also be in that stance if you've never gained anything from the show. Mm-hmm. As a black person, the show meant a lot for me. I was telling people on here that one of the reasons I went to college was because of A Different World. Like, right. That's what I mean about positive impact on my life, these two shows. So it's complicated.
Yeah.
And so you could be on that side. You can also be like, you know what? I don't want to support him, but there's other people. There's other people on the show that I think deserve support. For instance, you know, we found out a few years ago that Jeffrey Owens, the guy who played Elvin, was working in a Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
You know, he had said that the royalty checks stopped coming in because, you know, he was no longer, you know, outlets were no longer playing the Cosby Show. And I don't know how much that impacted him in terms of having to go to Trader Joe's. I don't know if he did it because, I don't know if he did it and didn't need the money. He just wanted to work somewhere, or if he said he really
needed it.
He needed, okay.
I remember so he needed him the money. Saying he needed the money, yeah.
Got you. Okay. And so, you know, thankfully he was hired by Tyler Perry. He's on the Have and Have Not show, but it was like, oh, that's a direct result of something that someone did, and it's harming multiple people, similar to, you know, to the Activision thing. Right.
Right.
And so you could be on that stance where like, you know what? I don't want to support Cosby, but I do want to support, you know, people like Jeffrey Owens.
Yeah.
And then you could be like me, where it's more tied to me personally. It's more tied to my growing up, my memories, what that show means to me, what it still means to me, and the positive influence that it had on not just my life, but a lot of people that I know.
Yeah.
And struggling with how to circumvent, you know, necessarily supporting Bill Cosby. One thing that I thought of was just, I would just buy the show. I would buy the show because then I could watch it at any point and then he wouldn't get any more money, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought that would be the fix. But because I know like one of the other, I guess, moral roadblocks was the, if my children saw the show or you know, someone else saw this show, what would they think? And with my children, it's a little bit easier because I can explain, yes, this guy is horrible, but you know, this is something else that he did that was actually good. But on the flip side, it's like, I don't want the rare moment in my life where I actually care what people think. I don't want people to think that I'm okay with what he did.
Right.
Like in no shape, you know, or form. And so, yeah, it's complicated.
It is. You know what I mean? I think it is. I think it is complicated. I think it's complicated is a good answer. You know, I think I operate in a space where, in certain, it's not a blanket for everyone, because I think we treat every situation differently. It's like, for example, Woody Allen. I might still watch a Woody Allen movie, but if I were an actor or if I were in the industry, I wouldn't work with him.
Right.
I wouldn't. Like, there's just no way that, I mean, that I could. I don't stand by what he did. And he's not somebody who is affected in the way that, you know, Bill Cosby was in jail.
Right, right.
I mean, he's not anymore. And we know, you know, what happened in that situation. But, you know, Woody Allen's out here making movies, living his life and doing his thing. And, but I just don't, I think the man is brilliant. I think he's extremely talented. But I just can't, I couldn't see myself being an actor or being in the industry and working with him. And that would suck in a sense that I know that he's brilliant and I know that his product is great. He makes great movies. And so with Bill Cosby, it, especially it being on a personal note, knowing that we grew up watching that show, and it's difficult to kind of, to even have to like face that like conundrum.
Right.
Sitting there like, should I be watching? I mean, in my situation, I feel like, well, you know, I don't really have cable, and it doesn't like, if I remember when I had cable and sometimes it would come on, that was a different story. But like, I know that I have to kind of like go choose Amazon Prime and then go find the show on there, which I'm probably not doing because I'm wasting all of my time watching Love Island, but which is trash on all four fronts. But I probably watch it anyway and allow myself to go back to the time when that show truly, truly meant something for me. Because in a way, like, what I'm trying to say is, this is not a blanket thing. In this situation, I will separate the art from the man because of what the show meant to me. But if he was out here doing stand up, I wouldn't dare.
Yeah,
We wouldn't be going, which is also hard because, like, that stand up that he did several years ago, which I actually really liked, it wasn't literally stand up. He was sitting in a chair the whole time. And I really liked that one. And that was the last one he did before this whole thing happened. You know, before the trial, not trial, but, you know, before all the women came out.
Right.
And started accusing him. And so it's sad that, you know, this is something that we like, as humans, we have to face in life and society, especially with cancel culture and the fact that people do horrible things. And it also is like a teaching type thing that people are bad. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's the idea, the persona that they show isn't them.
Isn't them.
You know, even with all the positive things that he did do, it doesn't overshadow the negative stuff that he does. It's not something he in and of itself should not be celebrated. Nothing.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, Bill Cosby should not be celebrated.
Ben's Chili Bowl doesn't celebrate him no more. They're done with him. They had a paint over him.
Right, exactly. Like, he should not be celebrated like so many other people. And but it's like, what do you do with the art that's left over? And so that's the kind of thing that pops into my head, because you kind of want to be on the right side of history in these sense. And not just for necessarily for other people, but for yourself. Like, are you okay with A, B, and C? And you have to kind of stand by whatever that is. And so that's where it's like, having this conversation out loud helps to better position yourself mentally on what it is that you are okay with and not. Like I said, when R. Kelly is on the radio, if he's ever played on the radio, I change. I'm like, I just don't want to be associated.
Yeah.
But
I don't like R. Kelly music. I never did.
That's what I was saying. Like, I was about to say, like, it didn't, none of his stuff ever touched me. Like, as awesome as people believe, I Believe I Can Fly is not that great to me.
It's literally a child's rhyme.
It's not that
great. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I'm pretty sure that I wrote a poem like that when I was 7.
I mean, it's I'm not gonna lie. It's poetic, but I don't think he can sing all that great. Whatever. No. The point is, it's easy, and that's it's not as complicated in some of those situations. It is complicated in other situations where you're a little bit closer to what it is that was happening, because it's not like, outside of that particular song and a few others, there wasn't a ton of positivity. It was you know, essentially, you know, talking about sex the whole time, or comparing women to Jeeps, which was, I don't know why women like that song, but I liked
that one. And the only reason why I think I liked it is because my friend liked it, and we were in what, like 12 when that song came out, or like 14. And so I was like, I remember not understanding. I was like, wait, what? And then I was like, wait, you remind me of my Jeep. And then I was like, wait, what? Why am I being I remind somebody of a Jeep? And I thought it was horrible. But then it made me laugh. And I was like, this song is stupid. And I guess I entered a phase where stupid songs were okay, because there were a lot of stupid songs around that period. But again, there's probably 3 songs of his that I actually like, and one of them's not even his. It's a Lady Gaga song. So I'm like, and I never liked him. My friend, the one who loved You Remind Me of My Jeep, was pressed on him. And I was just like, gross. Gross.
I was like, a Jeep though? Like a Jeep? That's what
A Jeep.
It's not even a luxury. Right. It's anyways, that's not the point. The point is, it's less complicated, and you kind of have to pick and choose. You kind of have to decide for yourself, and even, and in some instances, not even feel away, because the distance between the distance between you and the whatever the art is matters. Yeah. You know, if we go all the way back to when we were talking about Kobe, you know, there's difference between. Yeah. Certain white people, how they feel about Kobe versus certain black people and what he meant, what he did. Yeah. And that makes all the stuff that he did that's negative very complicated. So it's not just a one and done. But what I can say is a one and done is the individual. The individuals are one and done, in the sense that I just don't need it. I don't need you, essentially. And yeah. You know what I mean? Like I stand firm on, because a lot of people, and I'm gonna jump over to Activision in a second, but a lot of people were happy when Cosby got out, and I'm like, you all are goofy.
Yeah.
He got out on a technicality. He still did the, you know, he still raped people. But on top of that, the people who really infuriated me was the people who were the conspiracy theorists, the people who ask like, what were these women doing with Cosby? Why were you over there? Why were you wearing that dress? All of you suck. All of you suck. Because none of that means rape. Like none of that says it's okay to rape someone. None of that says it's okay to drug someone. None of that says that I'm giving you permission to do whatever the hell you want with me. None of that. None of that gives you the right. So you can't sit up here and say, oh, well, you know, she went over there. Like, what does that mean? He's a celebrity.
Yeah.
And not even like on some
one power.
Exactly. But not even on some, like, she wanted to have sex with him. The idea of getting on the show. You know how many people like were on the Cosby show that went off to do great things?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the only reason we know Raven Simone for the most part is because the Cosby show and then the Fresh Prince right after. That's it.
Yeah.
That is it. Like, And it launched with the Cosby Show. I mean, she might have been in some commercials or something, but it was basically the Cosby Show. So like, people owe their careers. You know what I'm saying? So like, how so the idea that like this person would go over to Cosby's house to go over some lines, to talk about, you know, a potential contract, whatever the case may be, and then it was susceptible to whatever he did, that's not on that person.
It's not. Like, not on really them at all.
Stop blaming women, you know, for this goofiness. And also, that's disrespectful to men. That, like, the idea, and I keep pulling from other shows, but the idea of like letting him do stuff or letting him whatever, like, so like you're saying, like, because she's dressed a certain way, that a man can't control himself. And so you asked for it. How asinine. And men are saying this. man or sand is bull. You know, like you're telling yourself. You're still Neanderthal. Like you haven't elevated to regular human being yet, which is still trash because we're not that great. Yeah. But you haven't even gotten there yet. You haven't even gotten there. But anyways, moving on to Activision. So on the flip side, this is complicated as well because with Activision, it's less personal, but it's the idea that the people who are protesting within Activision need your support. And the question is, how do you support them? Because we can't do but so much from our standpoint. We can, you know, notify people. We can cover it in the media. If you're a writer, you know, you can break the stories and all this other stuff. But how do you actually support? And the only thing I can think of that would actually move the needle is not buying a game. Now, certain people were saying like that could cause, you know, massive layoffs and things of that nature. But I kind of came back with like, well, Activision does that anyways. When they have a good quarter and they hire, you know, a new CEO, a new someone in a prominent white person, essentially, they fire a bunch of people. Because this happened recently, they fired a bunch of people and then gave this person a bonus when they hired them on.
Right.
The idea wasn't necessarily like, and I don't know if these people were contractors or they were full-time staff. I know some of them were full-time staff, but the idea was like, you know what? We have a bottom line that we want to hit for our investors and we made enough money, but if we give this person a bonus, we might not get that, you know, have that bottom line that they're looking for, because we all know that these companies have to make more every year or something's wrong. That makes no sense. And so they let a bunch of people go. That frees up a lot of tangible money, especially before bonus time, because we're not talking about bonus that are owed if you're not in the company anymore. And then they can give it to this person who is vastly overpaid to begin with. There's so many things there. And I might have messed up that story, but what I'm saying is that they could lay off people regardless.
Right.
Regardless if we support. At the end of the day, though, what will move Activision? They were on a conference call or investors call talking about how even though all this turmoil is happening, development on certain games are still good. Like we're still marching towards these release dates. And people are just, you know, other writers and everything listening in on the call were sick. They're like, you're not even trying to pretend like you're trying to improve. You're just like, look, let all the people with the money, let me let you know that despite what he and she and they are saying, these games are coming out. So if you could just stick with us, we would get you paid. They're not talking about, you know, the health of these people, the fact that someone committed suicide, you know, the fact that they're all caught up in litigation right now. Nope. Nothing. And which is interesting, which is super funny to me, some of the investors are now suing Activision because they were like, you know what? All this bullshit was going on and y'all didn't say anything. Y'all kept it hush hush. Like everything was good. And you knew this storm was coming. You knew this storm was coming and said nothing. And now we get on a conference call and the only thing you can say to us is don't worry. You know, your games are coming out. That's it. That's all you got for us.
Yeah.
Like, so I will still not be playing any Activision's games. And this isn't to hurt the developers, but I don't know any way of not supporting. I don't know any way of because all they hear about is money. All they cared about on that conference call or that, you know, that financial whatever was money. That's it. That's all they cared about.
It's
apparent
needle.
that Activision Blizzard do not care about you because of how you've been treated. These weren't like this is the first time everyone's hearing it like out in the open.
Yeah.
But these weren't the first complaints. You know, like with HR and stuff, like there's so much stuff coming out. Much stuff coming out that man, it's there's no other way. I don't think there's any other way for a gamer, someone who supports Call of Duty and you know, World of Warcraft, to really say we stand with the developers, then not playing. I know it sounds bad. I know it sounds bad because they, in turn, might not get paid. But then it's like, do you still want to work there? Like, do you still want to? I don't know. It's complicated, and I don't want to speak for anybody who is currently there. I don't want to discourage anyone.
Yeah.
Also, I don't want to make anyone feel like they have to go my route. This is my personal right. thing. I don't feel good playing the games. I don't.
Yeah. And you know I agree with you there. I do. I agree. I can understand like the only way to make them hurt on like the only power that we have is to hit them in the pockets, which is
right.
not buying the games. If you already own the games, don't buy downloadable content. You know, don't do in-game purchases. Don't do any of that stuff. And do the sit-ins. Like if you own these games, like, you know,
like World of Warcraft. Yep.
Yeah. Just do the sit-in. Like nobody's playing. No competitions. No, none of that nonsense. We're just going to sit here. We're not doing anything until you guys figure out your lives. And until these people who have been harmed are paid, until their stuff is settled, and until all the bad guys are all the bad actors are gone. There have been other companies that have gone through similar things. And, you know, the employees that were like, okay, like, for example, like Firefest, right?
Oh God.
You know, I think that was like a decent, it's not really a decent comparison because you can't like, there's no product to buy from them. You know, there's not anything to boycott, but like the people who were on, like they were left there and, you know, it's like, okay, well at some point, like people are getting sued. They need to be paid. Like a lawsuit needs to happen. I think WeWork was one of the companies that I talked about when we spoke about the frat boy culture and stuff. Right. I mean, like what they did in that situation was the creator of WeWork and his wife left. So everybody else stuck around. Mostly everybody else stuck around. So people do still support WeWork. People are still renting WeWork spaces. You know, even though at that place, you know, like, yeah, there were a bunch of things that went on and there was a lot of money that investors put in that they were like, well, are we going to ever see this back? Because they were spending millions of dollars and no money was coming in.
Right.
They were pretending like it was. Like there are ways, but as a consumer on our end, all we can do is not buy the games.
Right. Cause it's not as impactful as a sit in at a restaurant, you know, yeah. like we're not allowed to be there and we sit in, you know, for those type of reasons, because it's more of a visual thing. It's more of a physical thing where you have to contend with us mm-hmm. with Call of Duty, even, you know, cause granted it was cool that they did that in WoW as support for the game devs, but it's like you're paying a monthly subscription, right? You're giving them money still. They don't care. Yeah. Not the developers. Yeah. I'm talking about the higher ups. If mm-hmm. you're still paying for something, they don't care. And it's not like I'm just pulling this out of air. This is how they've operated.
Yeah.
The fact that we're just now hearing about this stuff, the fact that, you know, the people who were accused of it were just let go last year. You know, some of the people who were accused or whatever. Same thing with Ubisoft, where, you know, the bad people were essentially let go right around when these things were happening. Mm-hmm. Tells you that they don't care because it wasn't just brought up one time. This is when people go this route, it usually has exploded into a huge mess.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's hard to say something. It's, you know, it's all the pressure, the idea that you finally got your dream job, the idea that. Yep. You know, you don't want to be the one rocking the boat. The idea that people won't believe you, you'll get all sorts of hate for it. There's so many roadblocks in the way. And then, the biggest one, I think, is being blacklisted by other companies. Because some of the people who have accused Activision and Blizzard of these things are still being anonymous. So you have to realize, like, to get to the part where you're going to have a lawsuit, it took a while. This is a group of people getting together and being like, enough is enough. After all their resources have been, you know, used up, all their options, meaning that they didn't care. As long as the money was coming in, we're gonna, you can't care. You can't care about people if you have a Bill Cosby suite, you, and take pictures of it. Yeah. You can't care about people. I'm sorry.
You cannot do that. I don't understand how you can actually be like, hey, so we're in the Cosby suite. Yeah, look at us on Instagram.
And joking about rape and all this other stuff. Like, you can't tell me you care about people. Sorry.
Nope.
So I just wanted to, you know, and granted, like I said in the beginning, I don't have an answer for you. I don't know how, you know, we don't have an answer. But no. You kind of have to choose on your own. You know, I'm not going to be mad at anybody who buys Call of Duty, you know, when it releases later this year. I'm not going to be upset at anybody who doesn't buy Call of Duty, because I understand that it's complicated and everybody is kind of up in the air. The only thing that we all can agree on is that you should treat people with respect. At no point should you rape someone.
Right.
At no point should you harass someone. At no point should you just all the inappropriate things, right? Like, you there should be none of this. Mm-hmm. The people who are in the higher ups need to be removed. The people who allowed this stuff to go on need to be removed. Like, these are the things that we all agree on. The demands from the developers, these are things that we agree on. Bill Cosby staying in jail are things we agree on.
Right. But
in terms of the art, that's, you know what I mean? Like, that's up in the air. That is up in the air. And I'm not going to, you know, begrudge anybody for deciding to listen to R. Kelly even. Like, I can't. Because I don't know your connection. Tess is with all the smoke. She is with all the smoke. She don't curve.
Brain damage. Come at me. Like, I have no.
She will hurt you and forget she did it right there.
Forget I did. I have alibis. Okay. They all check out. Man, the blood's on your hand, but I don't remember doing it.
Oh, man. So, yeah, so that is our show for today. Hopefully you enjoyed what you heard. If you did and you're listening on YouTube, feel free to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you're up on all the new content that's coming out. I promise you, we have some recorded videos that are going to be coming out of gameplay and some fun stuff. I just have been mad busy. I've been mad busy with, like, everything in life. But it's coming. We have a lot of cool stuff coming. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple, Google, podcast, whatever the case may be, feel free to add us to your RSS feed. You know, subscribe, download the podcast. We would like you to hear what we have to say, but we'd also want to hear what you think. Follow us on Twitter. Let us know what topics you want us to talk about. I saw right before this, I finished watching the new Suicide Squad, and it was 100 times better than the previous one. It's on HBO Max. I know that's a low bar, but I'm just saying, it's on HBO Max. It's in theaters. Go check it out. It was really good. I enjoyed it. It's over the top, and it's more closer to the animated Harley Quinn show than it is the previous movie. That's actually a plus. So definitely go check that out. But yeah, we have a ton of things to talk about, whether it be video games, anime, movies, manga. We haven't talked about manga in a while. We should definitely jump back into that.
Yeah, it's just hard to read.
Facts. Right? So we have a lot of stuff to talk about. We have a lot of stuff planned, and we need your support. So, like I said, if you dig the show, feel free to subscribe, to hang out, and share with your friends and your enemies. I think that's and on Twitter, it's TheGameCast1. We had to put a one there because someone else had the name, but TheGameCast1. It's very colorful. Very colorful. It's awesome. Definitely check that out. Oh, also, I have a surprise coming. And I guess it's just for us, really. It's not really for you, but it'll be cool to view. I have a surprise coming about the GameCast. It's GameCast related and game related. So I'm going to share that as soon as I get it. It's not here yet. I've ordered it. Once it's here, I will let you guys know. And I'll actually post it also on my Instagram and Twitter so you can see. And it's just a little fun thing I did. Nothing huge, but you got to stick around if you want to, you know what I'm saying? If you want to see it, you know?
Word.
Other than that, I think I'm good with housekeeping.
Good. And that's really it for me. So just remember, you guys, like I tell you guys every week, at least I think I do, be kind, wash your hands and your butts, yep. Wear your masks, get vaccinated, wear your masks, get vaccinated. I repeated myself. I knew I did it. It wasn't a brain blip. I'm really serious, people. Just get vaccinated and wear your masks. Please, 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 please do that. Because ain't nobody out here trying to catch Delta and Lambda and have both right. at the same time. Like, look, man, I'm already on sick leave. I can't have right. a concussion and Delta. So come on, people. Get out there, be a good person, be a good citizen, take care of yourself, wash your hands, be a good person, and get vaccinated. That's really all I've got. also, my man Kenny here got a blue check mark, so y'all really need to check him out on Twitter. Stop playing. And that's pretty much it. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.